On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Oh boy.
Victoria, Victoria, Victoria.
You know what that means? I don't know what it means.
No.
Sorry.
Maybe we have some new listeners and they don't know.
Well, yeah, that's the Kinks.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Victoria. It's because Tori joins us on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And she comes in here to buy fruit.
And that's more than enough.
Yeah.
Too much.
Everything's too much, isn't it?
I know.
So she's Tori Lagarde. She's a humorist.
Right?
She's
we're all humorists. It's a funny planet.
Well, not
it's
all
so
of
funny.
Us. No, I know a lot of people who don't
Donald
believe
Trump
me.
Is the humorist of us all.
Oh, man.
Because he can't be taken seriously, right?
I don't even want to
talk. Isn't that the definition of a humorist?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like if I told you before, if I was president, and I can't be. So it's silly.
Why can't
Put
you
Put someone
be?
Like me in.
Why can't
Because I'm
be?
Just going to make jokes. And that's what he thinks he's doing.
Tori, anybody can be president, quite obviously.
Oh, no,
At
I
least
know.
He's proved that.
Yeah, that's true.
He has proved what the Constitution
yeah.
was fearful
okay,
of, but
was,
yet it's allowed.
Right, there was a silver lining, I knew it.
That's it. Other than that, nothing has been learned. Everything has been de-learned.
Unlearned.
Unlearned, right.
I want to unsee.
I want to unsee my D.
Oh,
all right, so
yeah.
What Tori and I do on this day, on Fridays, is to just munch over the stuff that's going on. And look at the stuff that you go through in your daily lives that you never looked at it this way. And I apologize for the both of us for bringing this stuff up.
Yeah. You know, people ask me when I say I do a podcast, what is it about? That's the very first question every time.
How do you answer that?
You know what? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And what I do try to say is, well, it's topical, maybe some politics, talk about Trump, talk about whatever's happening, maybe what we observe and, you know, what happens in my day. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have an answer, but I know when I'm out in the world and standing in a line or doing something, I say out loud, oh, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
Just so I, you know, people will get the idea that, hey, maybe there's a pod. Someone's doing something about this silliness.
Yes, do something. We can talk about you.
Yeah, right.
And always behind your back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, isn't it interesting you say that when you go out into the world, it's like where you live, that's not the world.
No.
That's not it. That's
We're
not
safe
it.
In our sanctuary.
That is not the world.
No.
That's some other planet. But as soon as you walk outside the door,
mm-hmm.
you're in the world.
Yeah. That's true.
And that's because other people inhabit it that you don't know.
And don't like.
Tori, you're somewhat of an expert about Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I somewhat am not.
I better be by now.
Shh. Shh.
7 years of it.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? You can actually curse just by going, shh. You don't
can
even
you?
Have to say words anymore.
Ah.
If I went, that's
Shut
all
the
I have
front
to,
door.
That, well,
you sort of lead people
you
on.
Did, you
I
did
like
the
that.
Whole thing. I just like making the sound, and then you're done.
Oh, I can make some sounds.
So anyway, so, me too.
I don't feel good today.
You don't feel good today?
I don't.
Oh, why? Is it some type of physical thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Wow. Okay.
So stay away over there.
I don't feel real good either.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I shouldn't discuss this. I have,
are you cleansing again? Are you cleaning?
It feels like I am, but I'm not.
Yeah, I have that same thing then.
How can I put it? And it's totally under control.
Right.
I have gastric concerns.
I do too.
Continually.
And I have like in my stomach too. I feel like vomiting concerns.
Hey, great. Hey, are we related?
I don't know.
Anyway.
April's a funny month.
Well, and that's the bottom line. No matter what you want to talk about, yeah, but April's a funny month.
Yeah, April. I can do without Aprils. They don't forget them.
It's horrible. Yeah, well, April's a funny month. I don't know what to say.
It's funny like that.
Right?
People get sick. They don't know. It's winter. Is it spring? We don't know. Let's just get sick.
I think it's March. It's a funny month where
it
comes in like a lion goes out like a lamb. April's supposed to be like a pussycat.
It's just raining. April showers bring May flowers.
Right.
Well, okay.
And what's May supposed to be? Poles yeah. that you dance around or something?
I don't even know.
That's strippers.
Yeah.
Anyway,
point.
Thanks. Anyway, so I'm on Facebook. All of a sudden, I'm getting a lot of friend requests.
Uh-oh. They're fake. They're all fake people.
They are. They're from people I don't know, and I actually go to their pages before I accept their friend request.
Right.
And they have, like, either 10 friends or no friends, And a lot of them aren't even from this country.
Yeah, it's a scam.
It is a scam. It is. And
just block them. I block them.
It says there's a thing, delete request, and I do that.
Right,
yeah,
sure.
I don't block them because...
Really?
What's the difference?
I don't want them ever. Well, I don't want to see this stupid face again anywhere. You know how many people I have on block?
They can't get onto my page if I don't accept them, right?
They can still look at it. I don't, you know, whatever. Can they? You can just do that, sure.
Yeah, all right.
You know what bothers me about that?
No.
People that don't accept your friend request. And I only request people that I know,
I just did that with 20 people.
Well, yeah, you don't know them.
No, I don't.
When I ask someone that I know, mm-hmm. and then they click delete,
mm-hmm.
that's hurtful. Because they can just press once delete. That means I can ask them again later. But when you press it twice, it means it goes to a spam thing and you can never ask again.
Oh.
They're like, screw you.
Oh.
What a slap in the face. Fine, you want to be that way? Then just be that way.
Well, I don't know. Why does everybody have to be friends with us?
Not everybody.
What? Well, if they don't want
to... These are people I know in real life. These are people.
That you bump into all the time?
Oh, sure. And some are relatives.
Well, how do you...
They don't want to know me.
Relatives?
I guess, and that's probably true. That's probably a good point. You know, relatives. Why would they want to know me?
Oh, I'm confused by this.
I know.
So you bump into people that don't want to be friends with you on Facebook, but you see them?
Yeah.
Do you bring it up?
No. Mm. Once I did.
Yeah.
But it does no good.
Well, what
so you act like you take the high road and it's like it doesn't matter. And it shouldn't. So
interesting.
I stop bringing it up. I just, you know what? That's their problem, actually. I look at it like,
I guess.
They must take it more seriously than me. I just go, wow, what a jerk. And then I get on with my life. They're like still like harboring resentment.
Yeah.
And that can affect their blood pressure.
The only people that I really have ever blocked purposely are people that curse on the Facebook. I can't handle that.
Oh, yeah. They
can't
tacky.
Handle that. Because that's not my deal.
No.
But other than that, I don't really care because I don't go on it.
No, so you don't. You have like 5 accounts and you don't even use them.
When I have absolutely no, if I ever respond to anything or like something,
yeah.
you can say to yourself, Ron has absolutely nothing to do right now.
So when you wished my dad happy birthday, you were so bored. Yeah, do you know, a lot of people came out of the woodwork. Sorta. He had like 75 likes, 75 likes or
well,
whatever.
Well, he draws.
He's 85.
He draws.
He draws.
No, yeah, I saw the thing, and I wouldn't have done anything.
I was glad you did. I was like, look at Ron, and I printed it out for my dad, so he got to see all the people that you know.
A nice little card, almost.
It was a card. Every year, I print out his Facebook stuff.
No, the reason I did it, to be perfectly horrible about it, is because he really, really looked good.
He does.
And it just, I saw the picture and it went, I had to say to myself, wow.
Several people remarked that he looked good.
Yeah, really good.
I know.
And so I had to respond to that.
Yeah.
And I think I said, looking good.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably would not
have. He's feeling good, looking good. He still drives during the day. He just can't at night because of his eyes. But during the day, he's good. Good to go.
Who wants to drive at night? Where are you going to go?
I don't like driving at night.
I
don't like that reflection of the headlights and things.
I don't think anybody can literally see as well as they can during the daytime.
Not. Unless you have like night vision. Maybe you could drive with those goggles on, like the guy in Silence of the Lambs wore when he was going to knock that broad out and put her in his van.
Mm. This is a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jonathan Demme, who actually just died yesterday.
Oh, no. What's
he
up
did
with
Married
that?
To the Mob, which I love, and he did a bunch of movies. Oh, my God, Philadelphia. He did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But he was probably old. 73. That's old, right?
No, Tori. It's not old.
I know.
What are you talking about?
But he didn't look good. Like, my dad is 85 and looks younger than he looked at 73. So
yes, he does.
Must have been getting sick. Poor dude.
I don't know. Sometimes it's good.
It's good to be sick.
Hey,
I'm thinking of doing drugs myself. I think I need to get on that drug train.
Libertor?
No, street drugs.
Oh, Tori, don't. And don't say that publicly.
I just don't
know.
This
is an epidemic
going
maybe
on. It's not. Maybe that's not it. Maybe it's like antidepressants. That's not exactly a street drug, though.
No, it's not. That's prescribed for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I
unless
don't know.
Unless you find it in the gutter somewhere.
No, I don't want that.
To be prescribed.
I need to have someone know. Because I see these women, and they're just on this even keel. And I'm like, I need what they have. Because
of course you do.
But then I'm going to lose my edge. You know that. So.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Really?
First of all, I'm really into this. Ooh,
okay,
I'm
here we go. Topic, folks.
I'm into this.
Pay attention.
If I know 100 people, 60 of them are on that type of medication.
Oh, my God. Really?
Without question. And I even
know 100 people?
Oh, that part. Oh, that part. That part amazed you. That's the part that amazed you.
No, I'm kidding.
You.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Hey, it amazed me too. Okay,
but that many people.
I think I said if I know 100 people.
Yeah, 60.
Then 60 of them.
That's 60%.
That's
oh
why,
my God.
Kind of why I chose 100.
You like 100. A round number. I can't math it. Good either, yeah. So I would pick that.
That's why I chose it.
Yeah.
And the 60% is what I know of, actually
yeah,
know of,
where
it comes into discussion. Because you get older and you discuss medications, as right. We're doing here.
Some people don't want to talk about it. They don't let
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it was. I bring out the medication in people.
You have to. It's, if you don't, no one will. Yeah.
I'm more comfortable than they are with their doctor.
Ooh.
No, and they're on various degrees of it, and all of them said that, you know, I thought that that was going to take my edge off or make me less creative.
Right.
And it was the opposite.
No way.
It mellowed them out to the point where they could see that kind of stuff more clearly.
See, that's what my therapist told me.
And the other stuff wasn't getting in the way of that.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's actually an enhancement.
Yeah, that's what my therapist said to me when I used to go to therapy. I stopped that like months ago.
Oh, good.
Well, I'd crash my car. I have no way to get there.
Right, okay.
So I'm not going to take a bus.
Yeah,
so I just don't go.
How good is it
and
doing anyway?
Nothing. I just sleep more.
Yeah.
But so it's true.
Which you need.
I do. I take melatonin and I'm out.
Right, good.
But so she said if you just take it for a little bit, it'll remove the clouds or whatever, and then you can actually think clearer and stop that.
Yes.
And so I'm hearing that.
It's absolutely true.
Okay.
If I know 100 people, then 60 of them.
Oh, my God. So maybe I should be taking something.
Yeah.
And that'd be so
I'll drive
whatever.
You to wherever you have to get it.
Oh, thank you. I know. Really. If anyone should take something.
No.
It's either that or street drugs. I already said that. I have to do something.
Now,
there must be drugs in my
drugs.
System.
You don't know what's in those things.
I have
you
to have something.
You don't know what they are.
I have to do something besides drinking. That's getting boring.
Yeah. That's a depressant.
Oh, yeah. It isn't at the moment. I'm really happy, but after I crash.
It's a time thing.
I crash,
You're happy for an hour.
Yes.
And then the next day, not.
Not even the next day. Within 2 hours, I'm just dragging.
Yeah. So there's no point to that either.
It wears right off.
Yeah. Unless it's tasty.
Yeah. I'm into Moscow mules right now.
I'm sorry?
Moscow mules. That's what I like.
A Moscow Mules.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's got the ginger beer.
Oh, no.
Anything with ginger beer, I love.
Oh, I thought it was you shove the bags of cocaine up the ass of a mule.
Oh, yeah, the human mules.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I saw a movie on that once.
Got confused.
Oh, it was so sad about the Spanish girl. It was
yeah,
in
I saw
Spanish.
That too.
Did you see that?
That I actually saw.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Yeah.
But, anyway, back to the...
Well, she wasn't using the cavity.
Yeah.
Anyway,
That's when they swallow it. Oh, God.
Ugh.
Oh, they swallow it inside a condom or something,
yeah,
and then it goes through your system.
Yeah.
And if it bursts, you're in some kind
then
of trouble.
You did.
You know what? There's got to be a better way to make money. Go on YouTube. Get some kind of a video going.
There are a lot of ways of making money. I'm just trying to find the front.
Yeah, someone said YouTube to me. You get a video, and then people can click, and they'll click, and you get, you know,
It can happen.
It can.
It can, but it's not. That's not the way to do it.
No?
No.
Justin Bieber did that.
Yeah.
But he can sing.
We were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful. Selling a dream, smoking mirrors keep us waiting on a miracle, on a miracle.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Well, again, we can argue this point.
I'll never forget. Every time I hear his song, Sorry, I'll never forget the conversation we had a year ago about, you know, he should be sorry. It's true.
It is true.
I love that song, though. I love that song. Sorry.
Nice.
I'm sorry. I love it. I love it.
Sorry. Well, I'm sorry you do love it.
He's good. He's entertaining, dude.
No, he's not, dude. He's a punk.
I think his songs are catchy, like Shawn Mendes. I'm way too old to be liking this music.
His songs are... His songs are geared, yeah, you really are. His songs are geared for young people, and young people shouldn't like him.
Right.
Because he's a rebel. He's a horrible, horrible
individual.
That's
another reason he's a rebel. That's a great reason to like him.
No, you don't go drag racing in the street, and you don't go marching on the Great Wall of China and disgusting people.
You went to China?
Yeah.
You follow him? I don't even know that.
Yeah.
Whoa, run.
You should see my bedroom.
Uh-oh. Is it Spice Girls?
Yo, tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
You got posters?
I got every spice in there.
Oh, man.
No, I think he's despicable, and how can I not know that he's despicable?
All right, then let's change the subject, because I have to bring up United Airlines, because they're in the news again.
Did
you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, they killed a rabbit. It's a big three.
Well, that I don't know about.
Yeah, a 3-foot rabbit.
A 3-foot rabbit.
I didn't know there was such a thing. They're called giant rabbits or something.
I hope so.
I know, right? This
and good, good naming.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Now I know. It was some, I guess someone's pet or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They were coming from England.
Right.
Guess where they were landing? That's right.
Boston?
No, the one where all the trouble is.
Oh,
O'Hare.
O'Harry.
O'Harry in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's where, the, see, there's something going on down there.
Well, they don't put, see, there's so much trouble in Chicago.
Really? Okay.
That they don't, they get very antsy about that. You know, with all the violence. My God, Chicago is
more
murders than any other place.
You're right. So now the airport is Thunderdome? I don't even know. I'm never flying
Kind of the whole city is.
Well.
Not a good place to be right now.
United Airlines, unbelievable.
Yeah, what's up with those friendly skies, man?
I don't know. They better do some CEO meetings. I don't know.
Well, they're going to lose passengers. They're going to take any other airline possible.
Not if they drop their fares. Then people will just get on board.
Yeah, because people don't. People have no morals.
They don't. They just want to save
really
money.
Don't.
That's why they go to Walmart. If they knew what Walmart represented, no one would go there. But you have to save money. Mm-hmm.
Well, dollar store too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all from China.
Oh, but they're, I don't know about their business practices. They might be better than Walmart.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I would like to know. Before I spend my money, I'd like to know a little more about where it's going.
Well, the business practices of Walmart is because Walmart is so huge.
Okay, well, like Chick-fil-A. I don't want to go there because the guy that owns it is a homophobe.
Right.
So I'm not going to spend my money at Chick-fil-A. So, I mean, I want to know what these people's business principles are.
I had the same deal with Papa John's.
What did he do? You mean Domino's?
No, it's Papa John's,
really?
Actually. The guy who owns Papa John's and all the commercials for Papa John's Pizza.
Yeah.
He was a big Republican, and
right.
He said some real nasty stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about
and
that.
And I said, no.
Good.
No,
I don't even
there's
go
other
there.
Pizza places.
Are they even around here? They used to be in Florida.
Yeah, they're around here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Papa Gino's. Let's go there.
Too expensive. $20 for a slice of pizza.
Oh, it's, man.
Well, I'm exaggerating, but that's what it's like.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I don't, you know what? I don't even really go out much anymore. I don't care to. If someone wants to take me out, maybe I'll go.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking to go out.
You know, you don't know what you cook, Tori?
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to say never, but it's not like a big thing
of mine. You should get into it.
People have said that.
Because mm-hmm. Cooking is a creative outlet.
Yeah.
And you know exactly what you're eating.
Right.
When you go to a restaurant, they can deep fry stuff in lard, and it's very tasty, but you have no idea that that's happened, and you're eating like crap.
Gross.
Because crap tastes good.
Ugh.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you're right.
Crap tastes
sugar
really
is poison.
Good.
I hear more and more about that. Even though I can't stop myself from eating it, I know I shouldn't. Isn't that scary? Why can't I stop?
Because it's addictive. It's the cocaine of food.
Oh, my God,
it really
you're
right. Is.
Yeah.
It really is. It's, it seems like I spend my entire life trying to avoid things.
Mm-hmm.
And that involves people as well.
Oh, definitely.
I avoid foods. I avoid cigarettes. I avoid too much alcohol. I avoid certain foods. I avoid people. I avoid situations.
So how do you have fun?
By avoiding those things.
Oh, okay.
The things that I don't avoid are fun.
Like jumping on trampolines. That's fun.
I avoid that. Because you could fall at one bad bounce and you're on the ground with a broken limb and a twisted...
Or a broken neck.
That too. So, no.
Okay. Then.
No, I avoid that.
Wow. You're an avoider.
I'm an avoider. Huh. I haven't flown on an airplane in decades.
I like that.
I avoid flying.
I like flying.
I avoid it.
Really?
So I spend a lot of my time avoiding.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
Darting in and out.
Hey, guess who died?
Oh, great. Always good to talk to you, by the way.
I know. I have to always bring this up because this is really kind of interesting. I won't say it's good or bad. It's interesting.
I just love the way you bring it up. Hey, guess who died?
1,000 people today. But you know what? The other day, an obituary caught my eye because it was 2 columns long as opposed to a paragraph or two.
Local or a celebrity?
Bob Kane. Do you see the irony there? Bob Kane funeral home. I love it. I don't love it. I'm sorry, Bob Kane. But I mean, he's the funeral guy. No wonder he got the long obituary.
Oh, well. Yeah.
It was longer than my grandfather's. I was like, what is, who died?
I don't know who Bob Kane is. I'm sorry.
Well, if it was like, you know, Conley, like a funeral home. He's Kane, the Kane
sorry,
funeral
not,
home.
Not everybody listening to the show lives
well,
here.
Well, how about that? If they don't live here, listen to, if it's like a main funeral home place, the guy that runs it died. There's irony there. I see. You see that, obviously. But what a long obituary. I didn't even finish reading it, but wow, this guy's done some stuff. But they give you that because...
Well, he's in the business.
He's in the business. They threw him a bone. That's how it works.
At just the right time.
I know. See, that's how that works. I thought that was just kind of interesting irony there. I'm going to get a paragraph. You're going to get a couple paragraphs.
Oh, I'm going to get a line.
No.
I'll get a line.
You'll get a couple paragraphs.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. No, but this guy got a whole spread. Was it the front page?
No, there's always just the obituary page. I mean, if you die on the front page, you better be like the president. I don't even know who you got to be.
Wouldn't that be great if a newspaper on the obituary page actually had the title up on top, "Hey, guess who died?" Wouldn't that be fun?
I would do that.
That would turn
if I ran
into
the paper.
Fun. That would, it's a horrible thing.
Right.
But it would be kind of interesting.
Should it be a pool? Guess who died?
But just the title of it would be funny.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, because you got to move on.
Yeah. I'm sure he had a good life.
And then, I thought you were going to bring up Aaron Moran.
Oh, yeah. Who died of cancer. Did you hear the controversy there with Scott Baio?
Yes, I did.
I only saw it because on the front page is something else I look at. I wouldn't even go digging for it. But it was like right in my face when I'm trying to get to a different page. I was like, what's this? What did Scott Baio do now, that dumb conservative?
I know. Exactly.
And he didn't even apologize. His wife apologized. I can't. You know what? Ding dong.
I don't know. It seems to be politically connected somehow, in the sense that if you're Republican, you say stuff that you probably shouldn't have said.
Well, his wife is also, she's been in the news a few months ago. Also because, I think it was his wife, whose wife? Was it his wife? No, because that would be interesting.
I could start a rumor.
Let's start one. We've started them before.
Yeah.
But no, there's something about school. At school, the wife of a celebrity got into it. Was it Guns N' Roses? I think it was. I don't know. I think it was a like a rock band wife. She got into it with some parents.
Mm-hmm.
So with her big fat mouth.
Oh, she was.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out of time.
No.
I'm kidding.
There's a new Jurassic Park movie coming. I just found out.
Another one.
You know what? Listen.
How many can there be?
This one has Jeff Goldblum in it. It's coming back. Isn't that awesome?
He was in one of them,
the very
he?
First.
Yeah.
Maybe the second, too. I didn't like the second one.
I just don't know how many ways you can spin a dinosaur creating havoc. I don't understand what... Unless it got loose in the town. Has any one of those films had the dinosaur loose in the town?
They brought it over on a boat.
Oh, okay.
But it came to America.
And it got loose in a town?
It got loose in a town.
So they've done that.
They've done that.
So what's left? What's left?
Well, Chris Pratt, I like him.
Right.
But...
What could possibly be the plot of a dinosaur getting loose again?
You know how this started, don't you? With the mosquito DNA?
Yeah.
Before I came over today to do this wonderful podcast, I listened to a commercial on YouTube.
Sarcastic.
I'm supposed to not get commercials on YouTube. Right. I have a thing, an app. It's supposed to get rid of it, but they get through. They sneak through. They mm-hmm. filter through.
Mm-hmm.
This was talking about mosquito DNA. And I started thinking, oh my God, that's like Jurassic Park. Are they going to mess around with mosquito DNA? Are they going to really do this?
Oh, that's not right. Oh, no, because mosquitoes can kill you.
Well, I mean, they found, it's a fiction thing, of course, but with Jurassic Park, they found a mosquito embedded in some kind of lava or from a volcano spin. Sure. What is it? What do they call that stuff? Shellac? Not shellac, but you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
They
lava?
Found the,
what are you talking about?
This mosquito in Jurassic Park, the very first one, they found it is a fossil inside something, and it had bit a dinosaur.
Right.
So inside the mosquito was the dinosaur DNA. That's how they started the whole thing.
I see.
All the movies.
All right.
So if now, what are they talking about?
I don't know.
Did they find an old mosquito? Or is it new mosquitoes?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. There's something going on, Ron.
I don't know.
Put this on the back burner because first I have to find out about
Brockton
filmmaking.
Are you talking about real?
Yeah. I just heard a commercial today about mosquito DNA. What does it mean? Go Google mosquito DNA because there's something happening right now.
I can't do that.
Well, later.
It could be an ad for the movie.
No.
Okay,
it
this
wasn't.
Is real. This
yeah,
is real.
It was weird. Anyway.
I don't know.
Because they do bite you, and then they bite somebody else, and you get malaria and
meningitis
and encephalitis and all the itises.
Right. Every itis ever made, you get.
Colitis. It's a bad one.
Right.
I always think I have that.
Fishitis.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
You spell it wrong, then you're right.
That's Wilford true. Brimley.
That's right.
What happened to Wilford Brimley?
Diabetes. Oh, is it a sugar problem? No, it's nothing to do with that. It's a mosquito thing.
Seriously, I must know. You know how I'll remember? When I listen to our podcast, if I choose to later.
Right. You have to be in the mood.
I do, and I have Google tabs up all the time. I'm going, oh, yeah, got to look that up. Oh, yeah, got to look that up.
Really?
I do.
Do you have to look at a number of things? See, I've learned that when you Google something, just looking at one thing and going, oh, my God, that is not good.
Right.
That's a bad thing.
You have to look at more things?
From different places.
But don't go to page two. Who ever goes to page two?
Nobody goes to page two.
That's where you hide a dead body. Page two of Google.
I never found it.
That isn't my joke, by the way.
Yeah. No, it's true. When you write, I was told in school, you always get your thesis, your point across within the first few paragraphs.
Ah.
Otherwise.
You went to school?
Oh, yeah.
How
was
that?
I was forced to go to school.
But I mean, thesis, that sounds like college.
I was thrown out of home school. They made me go to public. And then Catholic school. Oh, my God.
Who would want to do that?
No, I never went to
that
Catholic school.
That sounds like
school.
A drag.
That's not possible.
They have Catholic high school. I mean, colleges.
Certainly.
I found out.
Certainly.
I just found that out.
Yes.
Why would they have those?
Well.
What left is there to learn about God in college, really? There's more?
Wouldn't Holy Cross be a Catholic college?
I mean, I get theology. I get if you want to be a priest or something, then you do that. But they have regular Catholic school colleges?
Well, I think that while you're going to school, they continue to instill the religion upon you.
And you have to be like celibate, right?
Yeah, you celebrate. Celebrant.
How can college be your best years if you're going to a Catholic college? I don't get that.
Well,
college is the best years of your life.
Well, they're not. Ooh, they're not the best years.
Then I don't like it.
College should not be, by the way. College should not be.
What? Should not be what? College?
Correct.
You didn't finish that sentence. College should not be...
You name it.
Fill in the blank.
College is not a place to learn. College is a place...
To party?
Yes. Oh. To learn... how not to like other people. Did it for me.
I heard it was so great.
It's, oh my God.
You like meet women and men and you have fun times?
Yeah, at your parents' expense for $50,000 a semester.
Hey, at least you're not paying. Why can't you just go have fun for a couple of years?
What a horrible attitude. Because then when you're the parent, you have to send your kids to school. You say to yourself, I'm not paying that kind of money for my kid to sit around and drink all day.
They must have to keep their grades up though, don't they? Or they get expelled, right?
No. Well, I mean, you have to be really bad in college.
Oh.
A lot of the courses you just pass or fail.
Oh.
Or show up or don't.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Some colleges are so lax, it's ridiculous. As soon as the college gets your tuition, you're good. That's
really?
All they care about. That's all they care about.
Oh.
As I said so many times, the first day you go to college, mm-hmm. the parents should say, okay, here's $200,000, and the college should say, all right, here's your diploma. It's just,
yeah,
that's
right.
Really,
yeah,
the whole
that's
deal
works.
Right there. I don't think anybody learns anything in college unless you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Yeah, then you need to.
Then you need to.
But usually
you
don't
then
need
there's
to.
Information.
Okay.
Other than that, there's you don't.
And
you
even
learn
doctors
in college.
And lawyers, I think, like other trades,
not necessarily.
They have to go every couple of years and get recertified.
Yes.
Because there's new information. There's
yes.
new diseases. There's yes. new laws.
That's fine.
I think you have to keep up on it.
Yeah,
like even real estate, we were supposed to go to things
right.
every so often to learn about
well,
something.
But that's done by the industry itself.
Yeah.
Teachers, mass teachers have to do that.
Yeah,
they have to take
okay.
courses continually.
Right.
That's
so it
different.
Never, learning never stops.
Not for them, but college didn't do crap for them. Tori, if I know 100 people,
I'm still amazed at that.
60 of them did not go to college, and those 60, for the most part, are smarter than the ones that
I might agree with.
Did.
I know I'm smarter than some people that have a college diploma.
There's
I
no
can't
question.
Believe it.
There's no question
there
about
is
it.
No question.
And that's because, as Ron just said, they learn nothing in college, nothing of retention, nothing of importance. That stuff is kind of learned in high school, that important stuff.
Right.
But in college, it's party time. You're just there to get through it as best you can, unless you're going into a specific field that requires further education.
Right, and maybe you want a job that requires that piece of paper, that will pay you more.
You can get that piece of paper. You simply give them the $200,000, they will give you that piece of paper. Oh, that's all that's about. This whole thing's a fix.
You sound angry.
I am angry because companies only hire people that have spent $200,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the bottom line.
You
got
to spend
think it's
money
wrong.
To make money, yeah.
You sit there. You shouldn't be able to ask somebody, do you have a college education or do you not? You sit them down. You talk to them. If they seem intelligent and the right people,
yes,
you hire
I
them
agree.
Based on that and based on that
I
only.
I agree with that.
What difference would it make whether a person went to college or not? If they sound intelligent and they can do the job, the hell difference does it make?
Yeah, give them a little piece
angry.
Of paper to fill out and test them on certain things. If
yes.
they do good, hey, you're in.
Yes. Come on.
You don't need to know quantum physics.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I think it has to do with time travel.
Okay.
Those are my favorite movies. I love time travel.
Time travel is so interesting because in every one of those movies, you have to figure out why, if you did something differently, why it would screw everything up afterwards. And it's just a mind tease.
You know what I found out? There's a new series that's a time travel.
What is that?
Called Making History.
Oh.
And it originates out of Boston, out of Massachusetts.
Oh.
That's
well,
where they're, you know, because
they're
of the,
shooting.
I don't even know, but that's where they claim to be shooting. They're probably not really shooting there, but they claim to be. That's where the locale is.
I see.
And I like it because a guy has a big giant like bag.
Yeah.
That's how he time travels in his big gym sack.
Do you remember what the original time travel series was?
Doctor Who.
Yes, very good.
I don't
very
watch
good.
That.
So you didn't go to college, you know that.
But that's useless information.
No,
I know plenty of
you
that.
Just used it.
Right, for entertainment purposes.
Whatever.
That's what
whatever
horoscope is, for entertainment purposes. Please don't not leave the house because of the newspaper told you
if
that.
If it comes up and it's part of it, then it's useful. Period.
So how do you like my Tori show? You said you were liking that, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
You know what? Because I play little clips of music now. I wish I did that from the beginning, but now that's my thing.
Mm.
I like that. I like music. Music is my life.
It's become very comfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't stray too long on a topic. I try to break it up as best I can.
That's my brain.
Yeah, I know. People, OCD. What is it? ADHD?
No, it's called progressive thinking.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that my stomach?
No, that was somebody's stomach.
I don't feel good, so.
But the problem
I have
is,
to visit the bathroom.
Problem
soon.
Is, I don't have a microphone on my stomach. That's,
I know.
That's
so,
the problem.
But, yeah.
No, I think it was me. This I told you at the
no,
beginning of the show.
No, but I don't feel
show.
Good either. Yeah. I hope I'm not contagious. Don't come near this microphone for about 24 hours.
So if somebody farts, there's no way of knowing who it was.
On a subway, what do you mean? On an airplane?
Even with two people, you wouldn't know.
Well, unless you have a pet in the room. Explain
true.
Me a pet.
That's why I have pet.
I know.
Yeah. I got something else going on.
It's probably rheumatic fever.
It's probably gas again.
Yeah.
No, I don't feel excited about the season.
No?
No, I really don't.
No.
I don't.
I don't care.
I don't. Things are moving faster for me.
Really?
It seems like just yesterday.
That's laxative.
It's like yesterday was like yesterday.
That's deep.
Yeah.
You know what? Tomorrow never comes. That's deep too. Everybody says they'll do something tomorrow.
Really?
That's bull, because tomorrow never comes. It's always today.
That's right. Tomorrow's something always.
So tomorrow they
concept.
Tell you, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
and
that.
Yesterday is always in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only now.
And you can't do anything about yesterday.
No.
Because it happened.
That's right. So stop, thinking about it.
So all you can do is right now.
Yeah, there's always now. You watch it to say now.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Can I do something later today?
In theory.
But it could change.
You got free will. What do you mean?
You do have free willy. I hated that movie.
I never saw it.
I hated that movie.
That's how much I wanted to see Free Willy. It's about a killer whale, right?
I think
and he had to get out. He had to get out of somewhere. That's what they say.
It was just like Jurassic Park for the whale.
I like Jurassic Park. That movie, you know what? I think the reason I liked it so much is because John Williams. The music, the score was unbelievable. Yeah. Like all of those movies. Isn't it Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
All of his movies, when he grabs John Williams, they just knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, another one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's part of the intrigue of the movie.
You know, I got to have the theme. I mean, the score.
Yeah,
like Gladiator. That was Hans Zimmer, but I love Hans Zimmer also. Gladiator.
It does make the movie.
Oh, it does. It just gives you chills. You start to cry. You get emotional.
When you watch a movie, Tori, do you, I'm sorry to call you by your name, but when you're watching a movie, do you get up when the movie is over
No.
or do you stay there and watch the credits?
I watch the credits.
I do too.
I do.
I'll tell you something about myself that I haven't told anybody else.
I bet you have, but go on.
All right. Well, maybe I have. When I was a child, I would have dreams.
Yeah.
And I would wake up and the dream wouldn't be totally over yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go pee or something, get back into bed, close my eyes, and I would finish off the dream and roll credits at the end.
No way.
The end of my dream, if I was consciously finishing the scenario in my dream, right. I would roll credits. I really would. Because I thought that. That's what I thought back then.
That's awesome.
That things that you do that are pieces have credits at the end.
Can you still do that now or only when you were a kid?
I haven't done it since I was a kid, but when I was a kid, that's, I didn't even, because when you're a kid, you don't think about doing something or why you're doing something. It just happens that way.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it happened.
Wow.
Ooh, all things must pass.
Yeah.
Including my gas, as a matter of fact.
Kidney stones.
Kidney stones, too. Never had one of those, but I understand they're quite annoying.
I don't want one. Yeah, yeah. I'd rather not have one. Yeah. Thank you.
As much as I may be into geology.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same thing. It's calcified urine or something in your kidney that has to leave your body. But you know what? They can laser it now. They can laser stuff. They can laser everything.
Well, why didn't they figure this stuff out before?
They just break, when they laser it, they break it down because they didn't have the technology.
Yeah.
Nobody had the time machine.
Well, I want people to get on the technology and research and discover things that can cure me if something comes up for me, please.
Okay.
Quickly.
Yeah. I have to cure me right now because I'm getting sicker as we sit here.
Oh, perfect. This is great.
I'm sorry.
We're just about out of time.
No, good.
We have to do a television show.
That's awesome, because I'm going to go die somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, well, I don't know. I really don't know what's wrong with me.
That's okay.
I've been around my grandchildren too long. Kids get sick. They probably got me sick or something.
Well, yeah. Okay. We're off to do some television.
Maybe.
I hope Tori's here next week. I hope.
Oh, I'll be fine in a couple of days.
All right. Tori and I both in concert. Wish you peace.